Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It's Wednesday, October 26th. Sit back and relax. I will drive. You can hear our program on 5 different stations, 5 different times. And after we're finished, we put everything up on joeyenglish.com. And please friend me on Facebook. In the hour that we're together, I put everything I can think of to entertain you. All the community events, because that's radio's purpose. Mystery songs in conjunction with Wink Martindale, and this week, his interviews with Bing Crosby. Great, great, great interviews. Great, great, great giveaways. Great, great, great music. Oh, that's mine. It's my music. Yes, great, great, great. I want it to be the best hour of your day. If you like it, tell everybody you know. If you don't tell me first, I'll fix it. Okay, you know the rules. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, Wednesday, October 26th, Acrisure Arena has a job fair tomorrow, the 27th, and the work will actually start in November, but they're hiring 1,000 part-time persons. Go to Acrisure Arena. Learn how to spell it. I had to. AcrisureArena.com/careers. Palm Springs Cultural Center /Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in town, presents Brothers, great movie. If you haven't seen it, it's fabulous. And Funny Face and The Good House. Barista Road is where they're located. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. And the Opera Lady informs us that the Metropolitan Opera is back with their simulcast live in high definition tonight at 6:30 at all the regular theaters where she's always been. Details at theoperalady.org. Okay, Joey Pals, two of your favorites. And we're going to start off with Lee Rice from Eisenhower Health.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing well.
The girl with the best hair in the Coachella Valley. It's naturally curly. We hate her.
We do.
Who'd you bring today?
I brought the incomparable Allison Mayer Sachs, who is the community outreach director at the Eisenhower Lucy Kirchhe Cancer Center. And she's here to talk to us about a lecture series, sort of give us the background on it and what's coming up.
But I get to play my game first.
Yes.
Allison Mayer Sachs, what is MSW?
Master's of Social Work. Master's degree.
Okay. What's LSW?
Licensed social worker.
OSW-C?
Oncology social worker certified.
FAOSW. This is a family show, you know. FAOSW.
That means I'm a fellow of the Association of Oncology Social Work.
My goodness. And then you are the director of the Community Outreach and Cancer Support Services for the Lucy Kirchhe Cancer Center at Eisenhower.
It takes forever just to introduce me,
Joey. I'm sorry, your time is up.
Yeah, but I so love being here with you. It's my favorite thing to do.
Okay, tell us again, Lee, what you wanted to talk about, if we can focus her now.
Well, she's actually going to announce something that's happening starting this month, this next month,
October.
And from here on out. And so she's just going to talk to us about a new lecture series and what that means for the community and who it's named after and a little background on it.
Here's Allison.
Thank you so much. And I really am. I can't even begin to explain how delighted I am and touched I am to be able to share with everyone that starting in October, we will be launching the Selby Dunham Community Lecture Series. And you know, many of your listeners, Joey, and I wish y'all could see that gorgeous face of Joey's because she knows who we're talking about. Many know Selby Dunham. For those of you who don't, this was and continues to be an extraordinary presence in our valley. This is a woman who was diagnosed with cancer, I think it was 2005, who in the middle of the summer was getting her chemotherapy and looked around and realized how lucky she was, because people who loved her had driven her there. People who loved her were waiting to drive her home. People who loved her drove and went food shopping for her and did everything she needed as a cancer patient. And she realized, unfortunate experience for her, but what can she do to make a difference for those people who didn't have that loved one, that person, to drive and take care of them?
Wow.
So Selby, being a pro golfer, returned to Bighorn Country Club and went, okay, guys, okay, girls, what are we doing about this? This is not okay. And she launched BAM, B-A-M, for Behind a Miracle. And if I tell you that over the course of, I don't know, the last
15 years.
Thank yes. you, Lee. Thank you,
almost
Lee.
Almost 15 years, I think, I believe. So. Yeah.
In founding Bighorn BAM, she literally has transformed local cancer care by providing so much funding for diagnosis, for treatment, and for patient care.
For like diagnosis, for treatment, and for patient care.
If you've had a mammogram at the Eisenhower Schnitzer Novak Breast Center, it's most likely because of the funds that have been raised by Bighorn Behind a Miracle.
Yes.
And, you know, and so many times I'll be watching, because one of the stories that always got me that Selby would talk about was she was undergoing her radiation therapy. And radiation therapy, basically, you go every single day for 6 weeks.
And 5 days a week.
Five days a week, you go every single day. And so she's there, and there was a woman there, a patient, who was talking to her about some sores that you get, I guess, when you undergo radiation. And Selby said, you know, I use aloe vera. And so she came back the next day because she brought an aloe vera plant for this woman, and the woman wasn't there. And so she asked the staff, you know, what happened? Is she okay? And she didn't have a ride.
See.
And so Selby was again inspired. This is already after she's already donated.
Started BAM.
Yeah. And she said, well, that's, you know, under her watch, that's not going to happen. So then they raised the money for transportation. And now we have a fleet of BAM vans. And it's amazing. So people can get a ride if they don't have the funds. The funds maintain the vans, provide the drivers. It's truly
a miracle.
A miracle. Absolutely.
Bring every. I like Selby's name because it's S E L B
Y
Y. I've never heard that name anywhere else. Isn't that unique?
Me neither.
In so many levels.
A unique person. You know, again, there are many people in this valley who, for a variety of reasons, be they financial or they live alone or how ill they are, or family members who can't be there for them. You know, we always like, you know, I'm an old oncology social worker by training.
Let me add that to your list.
Oh, please.
Old. O-O-C-W. Old Oncology Social Worker. SW.
So I always say, listen, we want all that best treatment. We want all that best care. We want everything. I mean, honestly, over 15 years, Bighorn BAM has donated more than $9.4 million to Eisenhower Lucy Kirchhe Cancer Center.
Can you imagine missing your life saving radiation or chemotherapy because of the price of gas, or you don't have a car, or, it's horrific.
And that happens, Joey. My friends tell me that all the time in
big
cities.
That depresses you, and what does that do? That's not good for your cancer treatment.
Well, it's certainly not, because we know
depression.
When people are depressed and sad, they don't follow up, they don't eat well, they don't keep their appointments, they don't communicate well.
They don't have hope.
So here's the thing. If you can't get to all that wonderful life-saving treatment, what's the point?
Exactly.
We got to get you there. So our friend Selby Dunham was just extraordinary. But you know what else? She and you know, for those of you listening, it was Selby. She spearheaded. She was our leader, but she had a whole army behind her. What an incredible group of people who stood behind her to raise all these funds. Listen to this.
Okay.
Listen, Joey.
I'm in the business. Listen. I'm in the business of listening.
So they helped fund more than 30 pieces of equipment.
Goodness.
At Lucy Kirchie. They helped fund a state-of-the-art linear accelerator in radiation. That's what shoots the radiation to cure that cancer. 3D mammogram system. 3D breast biopsy system. Software to go with all of that and assist our radiologists. Breast ultrasound technology. Scholarships. Well, I can keep going on and on and on.
Research.
Research.
The
research.
Big R.
Yeah, right there.
And then BAM provided also for our oncology physician researchers and the research team to sustain 6 new clinical trials for 3 years in our affiliation with UC San Diego and National Cancer Institute Cancer Center. You can't do better than that. You just can't.
So in the time we have left, how are you honoring her going forward?
We are honoring Selby. It is our honor. It is my honor to say that Eisenhower Health launches the Selby Dunham Community Lecture Series. So every time you walk into Eisenhower Lucy Kirchie Cancer Center for a lunch and learn with the expert, for education, for a lecture on treatment, on prevention, on whatever, it's going to be under Selby's name.
Isn't that precious?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
My goodness. What have the rest of us done? You know? Do you look for people to drive? Are you looking for volunteers in those programs? No.
These are paid positions completely supported.
Funded and taken care of.
You know, I heard the head of in our foundation one day, Laura Fritz, said, Selby Dunham took a personal tragedy and turned it into a community triumph.
Lemonade.
Right? We know a little about that, don't we, Joey?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah, we do.
Bless your heart for what you're doing. We know all your titles. What's your title, Lee, over there at Eisenhower?
I'm media coordinator and communication specialist. I can't even get the word out.
Yeah, she's a really good communicator.
Yeah. She talks good, that girl.
Oh, bless your heart. What great news you brought us. And people don't have to sign up for these. They just walk in there, and it's going on. It's ongoing. And all of them are probably up on the website.
Yeah, Eisenhower Health. And then on there, you'll see a space for calendar.
Calendar.
So, yeah.
Great news.
Yeah, so it's really just wonderful. October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
So there was no better time than to start that to honor her and to just sort of, you know, make sure everyone knows who's bringing these lectures to them.
Exactly. Bless your heart. It's Joey English, along with Allison Mayer-Sachs and Lee Rice. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.